Okay, so you know that feeling when you just don't have quite the same pep in your step as you used to?
Yeah.
When maybe your get up and go got up and went,
Right.
maybe things feel a little more foggy mentally, and maybe you're just not as strong as you remember being.
For sure.
It's one of those things that can be a really frustrating part of aging.
Absolutely.
It seems like everybody we talk to has something to say about this.
Yeah, it's a very, very common thing.
Yeah.
And, it really comes down to this. As we age, our bodies naturally start producing less
Okay.
of some really crucial
Oh,
compounds.
wow.
And, those compounds are really essential for things like energy levels and mental clarity and even physical strength.
Right. So less of those things equals less of those good things.
Exactly.
Okay. So that leads us to something we're going to dive deep into today,
Yeah.
peptide therapy.
Okay.
So many people are talking about this right now.
That's right.
It seems like there's a lot of buzz.
Yeah.
So think of peptide therapy as a way to kind of nudge those levels back up. To restore some of those essential building blocks that our bodies just don't make as efficiently as we get older.
Exactly. And the exciting thing is there's so many different peptides out there that can really target specific needs.
Yeah.
So today we're going to hone in on two in particular
Okay.
that Low Country Mail actually highlighted in the information you shared with us,
Right.
N80 Plus and Surmorelin.
Those were the two that really popped out.
Yeah, and the goal here is to really break these down,
Okay.
explain how they actually work in your body and what potential benefits you might get from them.
Yeah.
Specifically for things like boosting your energy,
Okay.
revving up that metabolism, maybe even packing on some muscle,
Yes.
and potentially even increasing your lifespan.
I like it.
Yeah. Okay.
So let's dive right in with NAD plus.
All right.
You give us so much good information on this one.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack.
Yeah. So NAD plus, or nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide, is like vital fuel for our cells.
It really is.
It's in every single cell in our body.
Everyone.
And it's super important for all these different things:
Right.
energy production,
Yes.
DNA repair, brain function.
It's really a busy molecule.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah, that is.
Okay, so this one's fascinating to me because I'm 40,
Okay.
and the information you gave me said that by the time you're 40, your NAD plus levels could be half of what they were when you were in your 20s.
Wow, so that's a pretty significant drop.
That's a huge drop.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder,
Right.
because we always hear about these common signs of aging,
Exactly.
like fatigue and brain fog and a slower
I
metabolism.
have all of those.
Right. Well, maybe it all ties back to this NAD plus.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So as those levels decline, it's like your cells just don't have the same energy or efficiency as they used to.
So you're saying that's connected to the mitochondria?
Yes, exactly. The mitochondria are like the powerhouses of your cells,
Okay.
and they rely heavily on NAD plus to function properly.
Okay, I see.
So when you have less NAD plus, it's like those powerhouses are running on fumes.
Oh.
And that can lead to you feeling drained and sluggish.
Right. So if we could boost that NAD plus, we could get those mitochondria working better.
Potentially.
Yeah.
And it's not just about energy either.
Okay.
NAD plus is also crucial for something called sirtuins.
Oh, okay. That sounds important.
These are a family of proteins that play a really key role in DNA repair.
DNA repair. That sounds good.
Yeah. And also potentially longevity.
Longevity. Yeah,
That's
there.
right. That's what we're all after.
Yeah.
So these sirtuins, they're like little guardians of your cells.
Okay.
They help to keep them healthy and functioning properly. And NAD plus is essential for them to do their job.
I see. So more NAD plus equals happier sirtuins.
Exactly. And happier sirtuins mean healthier cells.
And potentially longer life.
Potentially, yes, the research is still ongoing, but it's a very promising area.
Okay, so what does all of this mean for me?
All right, so let's talk about the potential benefits of NAD plus therapy,
Yes, please.
specifically for men,
Okay.
because the source you provided highlighted some interesting things.
Okay, lay it on me.
So first off, increased energy and a faster metabolism.
And that sounds amazing.
Right, who would want that?
Nobody.
So remember how we talked about NAD plus being essential for ATP production?
Yes.
ATP is like the primary energy currency of your cells.
Okay.
So if you increase your NAD plus levels, you're essentially giving your cells more fuel to burn.
Okay, so like more energy to do all the things.
Exactly. And when your cells have more energy, your metabolism can run more efficiently,
Okay.
which means you can potentially burn calories more effectively.
I am listening.
Good.
Okay, so what about brain function?
Ah, yes. That's another big one.
The source talked a lot about cognitive function and neuroprotection.
Yeah, so NAD plus is really important for brain health.
How so?
Well, it helps to repair neurons.
Okay.
Those are the cells that transmit signals in your brain. And it also protects against something called oxidative stress.
So oxidative stress is a bad thing.
Yeah, it's basically an imbalance of free radicals and antioxidants in your body.
Okay.
Free radicals are these unstable molecules that can damage your cells,
mm-hmm.
and antioxidants help to neutralize them.
Okay, I see.
So NAD plus helps to boost your body's natural antioxidant defenses.
Okay.
Which can protect your brain cells from damage.
So is that what causes brain fog?
Well, it could be a contributing factor.
Okay.
Oxidative stress can definitely impair cognitive function.
Interesting.
And NAD plus might help to clear that fog.
Well, I would love to have less brain fog.
I think we all would.
Okay, so then there's the anti-aging aspect.
Yes, the fountain of youth.
Right, so the source talked about how NAD plus promotes DNA repair and cell rejuvenation.
That's right.
And how that could potentially slow down aging.
Yeah, and this all ties back to those sirtuins we talked about.
Okay.
Remember, they're like the guardians of your cells.
Yes.
And they need NAD plus to function properly. So by increasing your NAD plus levels, you're essentially boosting their ability to repair your DNA.
So that means fewer wrinkles?
Well, it's not just about wrinkles. That's about keeping your cells healthy and functioning optimally for as long as possible.
Okay, I see.
Which could potentially lead to a longer and healthier lifespan.
I'm into it.
Good, good.
Okay, so for the athletes out there.
Yes.
What about muscle recovery and performance?
So the source also mentioned that NAD plus could be beneficial for those areas.
How so?
Well, it's thought to enhance muscle endurance.
Oh, nice.
And reduce post-workout fatigue.
I could use some of that.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so how does that work?
Well, it likely has to do with NAD plus energy production within your muscle cells.
Okay.
And it also helps to reduce inflammation and oxidative stress, which can build up in your muscles during exercise.
Oh, right, I see.
So by increasing your NAD plus levels, you might be able to recover faster from your workouts.
Okay.
And potentially even perform at a higher level.
Sign me up.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so last but not least, mm-hmm. the source mentioned mood and mental clarity.
Yes, the feel-good benefits.
Right, so it said that NAD plus could potentially lead to an improved mood and greater mental clarity.
Yeah, so this seems to be related to NAD plus role in supporting neurotransmitter function.
Neurotransmitters, those are like the chemical messengers in our brains, right?
Exactly. They're responsible for regulating our mood, our focus, and all sorts of other cognitive functions.
Okay.
And NAD plus is involved in the processes that produce and regulate those neurotransmitters.
I see. So more NAD plus could mean happier neurotransmitters.
Potentially, yes.
And a happier me.
Exactly.
Okay, so now that we know all the amazing things NAD plus can potentially do, how do we actually get more of it?
So the source outlined two primary ways to increase your NAD plus levels.
Okay.
5-V infusions and injections.
Okay, let's start with IV therapy.
All right, so NAD plus IV therapy involves delivering a high concentration of NAD plus directly into your bloodstream.
Okay.
Through an IV drip. And the cool thing about this method is that it bypasses your digestive system.
Okay.
Which means it has 100% bioavailability.
What does that mean?
It means that all of the NAD plus goes straight to your cells.
Oh, wow. So it's like the express lane for NAD plus.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so who would benefit most from IV therapy?
So the source suggested it might be particularly good for people who are dealing with extreme fatigue.
Okay.
Severe brain fog,
mm-hmm.
or burnout.
Got it.
And they're looking for really fast results.
Makes sense.
It also mentioned that it could be beneficial for athletes.
Okay.
Or people recovering from an illness or injury,
mm-hmm.
who need a really quick boost to their cellular energy.
Right.
And also for people who are looking for really intensive anti-aging and cognitive benefits.
Okay.
Because you can get higher doses with an IV.
I see.
It also mentioned people in addiction recovery.
Oh, interesting. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. So NAD plus can potentially help to restore brain function that may have been damaged by substance abuse. And it might even help to alleviate withdrawal symptoms.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's pretty powerful stuff.
Okay, so what are the main advantages of going the IV route?
So the source highlighted a few key benefits.
Okay.
First off, you get immediate absorption,
okay.
which leads to faster effects.
Mm-hmm.
Second, you can administer higher doses,
okay.
which can lead to more profound results.
Right.
Third, you often get a sustained energy and cognitive boost that you can feel pretty quickly.
Okay.
And fourth, it can support cellular detoxification.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So NAD plus is involved in a lot of metabolic pathways that help your cells to eliminate waste products.
I see.
So an IV infusion can really help to flush out those toxins.
Okay, so what about injections?
So injections are another option.
Okay.
And they're typically a quicker method of delivery.
Okay.
You can get them intramuscularly or subcutaneously.
Okay.
And while they don't absorb as quickly as an IV,
right,
they still effectively increase your NAD plus levels over time.
Oh.
So who would benefit most from injections?
Yeah, what kind of person is this right for?
So the source said that injections might be a good choice for people who are looking for a more steady and ongoing boost.
Okay.
To their energy, their metabolism, and their cognitive function.
Got it.
Also for people who prefer the convenience and flexibility of at-home treatment.
Right, because you don't have to go to a clinic for an IV.
Exactly. And you can even self-administer the injections if you're comfortable with that.
Oh, wow.
It also mentioned that injections can be good for maintaining your NAD plus levels.
Okay.
After an initial course of IV therapy.
Right, I see.
And also for people who are looking for a more affordable and accessible option.
Right, because IVs can be kind of pricey.
Yeah, they can be.
Okay, so what are the main benefits of injections?
So the source highlighted a few key things.
Okay.
First off, they're quick and convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Second, they provide a more gradual and sustained release of NAD+.
Okay.
Third, they're easy to incorporate into your routine. And fourth, they're generally more cost-effective than IV therapy.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so it really depends on your individual needs and preferences.
Okay, so let's break this down for our listeners.
Yes.
The source provided some helpful summaries.
Right.
So it said, choose NAD plus IV therapy if you want a high dose, an immediate effect on your energy, mental clarity, and recovery.
Okay.
A more intensive anti-aging or overall wellness approach.
Right.
And a fast-acting solution for when you're experiencing severe fatigue or brain fog.
Yeah, that's a good summary.
Okay, so choose NAD plus injections if you want.
Mm.
A convenient, more gradual boost in your NAD plus levels.
Okay.
A more budget-friendly option for ongoing maintenance.
Right.
And the ability to self-administer the treatment at home.
Exactly.
Okay, so it sounds like a lot of people start with IVs and then switch to injections for maintenance.
That's a pretty common approach.
Okay, so are there any risks or side effects?
So the source said that NAD plus therapy is generally considered safe
when
it's administered under medical supervision.
Of course.
But there are a few mild side effects that you might experience.
Okay, like what?
So during the IV infusion, some people might feel a little nauseous or dizzy.
Okay.
You might also experience some flushing or warmth.
Mm-hmm.
And some people even feel temporarily fatigued as their body adjusts.
Oh.
But these are all typically mild and temporary.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, and if you have any concerns, you should definitely talk to your doctor.
Of course.
They can help you figure out if NAD plus therapy is right for you.
Okay, so let's go through some frequently asked questions.
All right.
That might be on your mind.
Shoot.
Okay, so how soon will I feel the effects?
So most people notice a difference within a few days.
Okay.
And some people even feel it immediately after an IV infusion.
Really?
Yeah, it can be pretty quick.
Wow.
And the benefits can last for weeks or even months.
That's amazing.
It is, yeah.
Okay, so how often should I get NAD plus therapy?
So the source suggested starting with 1 to 2 IV infusions per week for a few weeks to kind of reset your levels.
Okay.
And then transitioning to monthly or quarterly maintenance sessions.
Got it.
But of course, it really depends on your individual needs and how you respond to the therapy.
Right. So talk to your doctor.
Always a good idea.
Okay. So can NAD plus therapy actually help with aging?
So the research on this is really exciting.
How so?
Well, it seems that NAD plus plays a key role in slowing down cellular aging.
Okay.
By supporting DNA repair, brain function, and metabolism.
Got it.
And those are all things that tend to decline as we age.
Right.
So by boosting your NAD plus levels, you might be able to slow down those processes.
Okay. So it's not a guarantee.
Right. But it's a promising avenue.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. So last question about NAD plus injections.
Mm-hmm.
When should I take them?
So the source suggested a few different options.
Okay.
You could take them in the morning for an energy and focus boost.
Okay.
You could take them after a workout to aid in recovery.
Right.
Or you could even take them in the evening for anti-aging benefits.
Interesting.
Yeah. But it's always best to discuss the timing with your doctor.
Of course.
They can help you figure out what's best for you.
Okay, so that was NAD+.
Yes.
Now let's move on to sermorelin.
Right.
So this one is for the people who are having a harder time losing weight,
okay,
building muscle, mm-hmm, or recovering from workouts.
Yeah, those are all common things that happen as we get older.
Right.
And it could be related to low growth hormone levels.
Okay, so tell me more about surmorelin.
So surmorelin is a peptide therapy that stimulates your body to produce more of its own growth hormone.
Okay.
Naturally.
Okay, so how is that different from just taking HGH?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
So synthetic HGH can actually suppress your body's natural production of growth hormone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it can be kind of counterproductive in the long run.
Okay.
But surmorelin works differently.
How so?
It basically tricks your pituitary gland.
Okay.
Into thinking it needs to release more growth hormone.
I see.
So it's a more natural approach.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. And the goal is to restore healthier, more youthful levels of growth hormone.
Okay.
So you can feel younger, stronger, and more energized.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's break down how surmorelin works.
All right, so surmorelin is essentially an analog of growth hormone-releasing hormone.
Okay.
Which is a hormone that's naturally produced by your hypothalamus.
Okay.
And it signals your pituitary gland to release growth hormone.
Got it.
So when you inject surmorelin,
okay,
it binds to those same receptors in your pituitary gland,
mm-hmm,
and triggers the release of growth hormone.
Okay, so it's like sending a fake signal to your brain.
Kind of.
Yeah,
but it's a signal that your brain already understands.
Okay.
So it's a very natural process.
Okay, so once the growth hormone is released,
mm-hmm,
what does it do?
So growth hormone has a wide range of effects throughout your body.
Okay.
Helps to build muscle.
Okay.
Burn fat.
Nice.
Strengthen bones and joints.
Okay.
Improve sleep. Speed up recovery.
Got it.
And even boost energy and cognitive function.
That sounds like a wonder drug.
Well, it's not a drug per se.
Okay.
It's a peptide that stimulates your body's own natural processes.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, it has a lot of potential benefits.
Okay. So let's dive into those benefits a little more.
All right.
Starting with fat loss and muscle gain.
So growth hormone is known to be both lipolytic and anabolic.
Okay. Well, what does that mean?
Lipolytic means it helps to break down fat.
Okay.
And anabolic means it helps to build muscle.
Oh, okay.
So surmorelin can potentially help you lose fat and gain muscle at the same time.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a pretty powerful combination.
Okay, so what about sleep?
So growth hormone is released in pulses throughout the day.
Okay.
But the biggest pulse happens during deep sleep.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so by increasing your growth hormone levels,
mm-hmm,
surmorelin can potentially improve your sleep quality.
Okay.
Which can lead to more energy and better cognitive function during the day.
Makes sense.
Yeah, sleep is so important.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, so next up we have strength and recovery.
So the source said that surmorelin can help you recover faster from workouts.
That's right.
And injuries.
Yeah, because growth hormone plays a key role in tissue repair.
Okay.
So if you have more growth hormone circulating in your system,
mm-hmm,
you're going to heal faster.
Okay, I see.
And you'll also be able to build muscle more effectively.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about skin health?
So growth hormone can also stimulate collagen production.
Okay.
Collagen is a protein that gives your skin its elasticity and firmness.
Right.
So by boosting your growth hormone levels, surmorelin might be able to help you achieve younger looking skin.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so lastly,
mm-hmm,
cognitive function.
So there's some evidence that growth hormone can also improve cognitive function.
Really?
Yeah. It's thought to enhance memory focus and mental clarity.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's a pretty exciting area of research.
Okay. So are there any side effects?
So surmorelin is generally well tolerated.
But there are a few potential side effects that you should be aware of.
Like what?
So the most common side effect is injection site irritation.
Okay.
Which is usually mild and temporary.
Okay.
Some people also experience headaches or dizziness.
Mm-hmm.
And in rare cases, you might see some water retention.
Okay.
But overall, the side effect profile is pretty minimal.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go through some frequently asked questions about surmorelin therapy. So how long does it take to see results?
So most people notice improvements in their sleep and energy levels within a few weeks.
Okay.
But it usually takes 3 to 6 months to see more significant changes.
Okay.
Like fat loss and muscle gain.
Okay. So it's a more gradual process.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So how is surmorelin administered?
So it's typically given as a once daily subcutaneous injection.
Okay.
And most people self-administer it at home.
Okay.
Usually in the evening.
Okay. Why in the evening?
So that's when your body naturally releases the most growth hormone.
Oh, I see.
So it makes sense to time your injection with that natural rhythm.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So can surmorelin be used long term?
Yes, it can.
Okay.
But it should always be done under the supervision of a healthcare professional.
Of course.
And the good news is that because somarelin stimulates your body's own production of growth hormone, it's generally considered to be safer than taking synthetic HGH long term.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
Okay, so who should take somarelin?
So it's typically recommended for people who have symptoms of growth hormone deficiency.
Okay, like what?
So low energy, decreased muscle mass, increased body fat, reduced exercise capacity.
Got it.
But it's important to get a proper diagnosis from a doctor before starting any kind of hormone therapy.
Of course.
Okay, and last question.
Shoot.
How is somarelin used for weight loss?
Yeah, does it actually help?
So somarelin can definitely help with weight loss.
Okay.
But it's not a magic bullet.
Right.
It works by enhancing your metabolism.
Okay.
Promoting fat breakdown and supporting lean muscle development.
Got it.
But it's most effective when it's combined with a healthy lifestyle.
Right. So diet and exercise are still important.
Absolutely.
Okay. So that was a lot of information.
It was, yeah.
But hopefully it was helpful.
I hope so.
So we've covered both NAD plus and somarelin therapy today, based on the information you gave me from Low Country Mail.
That's right.
And it's really fascinating to see how these therapies can potentially address some of the challenges that come with aging.
Yeah, they both have a lot of promise.
They do.
And it's exciting to see how research continues to evolve in this area.
It is, yeah.
There's so much potential.
Okay, so as you've been listening, think about which of these benefits really resonates with you?
Right.
Do you want more energy, sharper focus, better recovery after exercise?
For sure.
Or maybe even just a greater sense of youthful vitality?
Those are all great things to strive for.
Yeah, they are.
And it's really empowering to have access to this kind of information so you can make informed decisions about your health.
Exactly.
And take control of your aging process.
I love that.
Me too.
Okay, so that's it for today.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for having me.
And be sure to check out our next deep dive.
Yeah, we'll have more exciting information for you then.
Bye.